I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Presidential hopefuls flooded the state of Alabama this weekend. APR student reporter Parker Branton has more.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke at Miles College in Birmingham, while Florida Senator Marco Rubio made two stops at Samford University and the Huntsville Space and Rocket Center. Businessman Donald Trump also made an appearance in Huntsville. Secretary Clinton praised Mayor William Bell of Birmingham for his work to raise the minimum working wage.
You know, I believe in building ladders of opportunity for people, knocking down the barriers that stand in the way, and that begins with economic barriers. So I want to thank the mayor for doing what he tried to do to raise the minimum wage in Birmingham.
More visits are still possible today as Dr. Ben Carson makes his way to Montgomery to help shore up votes for Tuesday. For APR News, I'm Parker Branton.
Meanwhile, Republican Governor Robert Bentley is harshly criticizing GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. He says Trump has shown disrespect for women, minorities, and the disabled. Bentley responded to a question today about the presidential race, condemning Trump's initial refusal to renounce support from former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Bentley has endorsed Ohio Governor John Kasich. Trump is expected to perform well in the Republican primary contest in Alabama on Super Tuesday. If he wins the GOP nomination, Bentley says he would support the Republican nominee, but added that Trump was not the best nominee. Fans of the writer To Kill a Mockingbird gathered in Monroeville for a candlelight vigil over the weekend. Readers of Harper Lee's classic came from as far as Maryland and Arkansas to the Old Curiosities and Bookshop for the event. Local residents who knew Harper Lee were there as well, including Leanne Walker Palmer. She says To Kill a Mockingbird helped open a lot of eyes on racism in the South.
Seeing the difference in the way people treated each other and the racism, which is, you know, not right. I mean, you know, because if people think they're Christians, they're not being a Christian. You know what I'm saying? They're not.
Harper Lee used her hometown of Monroeville as the model for the setting of To Kill a Mockingbird. The Pulitzer Prize winner died in her sleep at the age of 89. A marginal chance for a late shower in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Rain late in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-50s. And mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.